Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our 2021 CUNA GAC virtual coverage. A little bit different than we had done in the past. We're obviously not there this year, but hopefully 2022. But this year we're covering it all virtually, all the sessions and the keynotes and stuff like that. We're covering it and bringing it all to you. So in this first clip during the keynote, the National Credit Union Foundation's Gigi Hyland came on and talked about the conference's theme, financial well-being for all. She took it to a deeper level. And then in this particular clip, she talked about three ideas that credit unions can not only survive and thrive in providing financial well-being for all. So check it out.
But as you all kind of think about what Jim said and think about financial well-being for all, I want to recognize that you all are doing amazing work. All of the work that you've done during the pandemic to provide PPP loans, to provide deferrals of different loan payments to really help people out when they need food or when they need help with their electricity bill. You've done amazing work. So I want to celebrate that work. But my job now in the credit union system is to very lovingly and from the heart catalyze you and inspire you and ignite you to do just a little bit more, to kind of ratchet up your effort around financial well-being for all, since this is really who we are as credit unions and how we will thrive and survive long into the future. So I'm going to give you my top three ideas that hopefully you can take back for conversations with your team or with your board, fellow board members, your management team, to really put financial well-being for all into action and to really, really live it and show it. So three ideas. First of all, know your people. Second of all, build your strategy. And third of all, take action. So let me take those one by one. So this idea of knowing your people, you know, it's really hard to respond to need unless you know the need. And so I've had tons of credit unions that have taken the time to actually measure their members or their employees' financial well-being. And there are tools on our website that link to the Financial Health Network and the CFPB, both of whom have amazing tools that are free that you can actually use to measure your members and your employees' financial well-being. And I would urge you to do that, because if you've changed your charter, if you've added a new group, added a new SEG, switched from single sponsor to community, you know, your membership has changed. And your membership has changed over time. So how you think about that and how you really know where people are in their financial lives is really the starting point. So measuring that and really understanding that really is the key to then sort of the jumping off point for financial well-being for all. The other piece I would add to know your people is doubling down on empathy. The foundation put out a free empathy e-school with CUNA in collaboration with CUNA in May. It's still available on our website and on CUNA's website. But really thinking about and training your team, not only with each other, but also with members, to truly be empathetic, to walk in the shoes of your members and understand what's driving their financial needs and challenges today. So that's the know your people. Really know where people are, because from there you can start to do the second step, which is build your strategy. So as you think about building your strategy, think first about your mission. Think about what's in your strategy and ask yourself whether financial well-being for all is in there. Is it in the language of your bylaws? Is it in the language of your mission statement? Is it in the language of your strategy? Is there actually, is part of your strategy focused on financial well-being for all? And if not, how could you change that? What might that look like? Second idea, undertake or build your strategy, would be, how do you report out on how you actually improve members' financial lives? What does that look like? Do you have a part of your board meeting that focuses on that? Do your team meetings focus on this? Do you have a senior executive that has a title, perhaps, that encompasses this idea of member financial well-being? What might that look like? And so that's the idea around building your strategy, is really looking hard at what you already do, at your why, and making sure that as part of that, financial well-being for all is really baked in there. And then last but not least, the third suggestion that I'd have or tip or idea that I'd have is to take action. And this is honestly the really fun part. This is where you can take time to look at all of your products and services. Take a look at them with a critical eye and see which one of them or all of them, how many of them advance financial well-being for all. And are there some that don't? Are there products and services that you have that actually don't really help people's financial well-being? Take a look at the member journey in your products and services. What are the pain points? In other words, what does it take to get a loan from the credit union? What does it take to send a wire from the credit union? What does it take to open up a credit card from the credit union or reduce debt with the credit union? What are the pain points for members, and how can you smooth those out and make those as frictionless as possible? So that idea of journey mapping, that idea of really looking at your products and services is huge in the take action piece. Lastly, on the take action piece, really quickly, is really be critical in looking at your marketing and communications and your website in particular. I can't tell you how many credit unions have said, we're all in on financial being for all, and it's clear in everything we do. And then when I go to the website, unfortunately, there's really not a lot of language. As a new member or somebody who wants to be a member, I wouldn't know that unless somebody told me. So take a look at your websites and see if your communications make it really, really clear that you, in fact, are all about your members' financial well-being, and that you advocate for that and that you support that, and that's really who you are as credit unions. Because if a member can't see it, and if an elected official can't see it, something's got to change in the mix. So I appreciate you listening to my ideas. I would say that the National Credit Union Foundation's website has a wealth of resources on it, both case studies from other credit unions, a lot of reports on grants that we've made, some other ideas that will inspire you and ignite you to do more in financial being for all. And what I would say is that this is an all-in endeavor for your credit union. This is not just the community engagement folks or the HR department. This really is everybody up and down the spine of the credit union. It's the board members, it's the CEO, and it's everybody in between. Because in order for you to really improve people's financial well-being and do that for all, it's got to be across the credit union. And I would say lastly that we're all in this together. The National Credit Union Foundation's League, system partners, credit unions, we're all in this together. This is a journey that we're all on. And so I'm excited that you're with us, and look forward to talking to you more about what you can do.
Thank you very much, Gigi, and stay tuned for more coverage of the CUNA's GAC here on CU Broadcast.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part. Is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.